about it, eating the elephant's children, remember? Secondly, he insisted in a long story that don't become a peasant again. Be civilized. What is the difference between civilized and peasant? The peasant only thinks about his benefit, but talks good. Invites you, right? He invited the fellow in the city because by that invitation he was coming in the city, he was being served and helped and all that for 10 years. But when it comes to pay back the duties, suddenly he doesn't remember anything except the fourth of glass. That was the story, right? Now that story is going to be a little bit expanded to understand all the dimension of it. Because when we say it that way, you could think that, oh, I never do that to anyone. As if you were saying that this act is bad. We are talking about changing your heart about it. Feel differently about it, not to even think differently. Because all the bad people, they know what the good stuff is. They don't care. So, one of the real things that could happen to all of you is the story we are learning now. Peter.
How the jackal was dyed with many colours, and pretended amongst the jackals that he was a peacock. A certain jackal went into the dyeing vat, stayed in the vat for a while, and then arose, his skin having become parti-coloured, saying, "I have become the peacock of Ilyin." His coloured fur had gained a charming brilliance, and the sun shone upon those colours. He beheld himself green and red and roan and yellow. He presented himself to the jackals.
Okay. What do you think about this jackal? Who is this jackal? Do this. It's in you. It's in all of us. Okay. It happened that it felt in something, came out, and look at himself. What he saw. A colorful staff, yes. Looks at the other one. What did he see? Boring, colorless fellows. So do not think that he's pretending or trying something. He believed it. Because a little bit of improvement in you, pity, it's very exaggerated, worthy stuff for you. Suddenly, you see yourself better. Do you remember that funny understanding of better you have? You go to see a concert. There is a lineup, right? A long lineup. You go at the end of the line and you feel miserable, right? Suddenly a bus stops and 45 people will come and join the line after you. And you think your position is better, you feel better. Why? What happened? It doesn't matter if a lot of more miserable people are. But when you see the miserable people, you feel good. That's animal. The animal is supposed to be that way, because those are the satisfaction of the animal. That's why it comes naturally to me. The other way around, to be happy that everybody is happier than you, be honest, could you swallow it now? Oh. the attitude of a lover, isn't it? Prefers beloved be good and feel good. And don't try to understand it, because we're like this. And in addition to that, because it's a little bit color added, okay. Yes, you learn a little bit no matter what you do. Even by aging, you will add to your experience and ignorances. No, a complication of that or something. Anyhow, you learn something a little bit, but that will make you believe that you are someone else. Why? Because you always want to be someone else. Always. There is only one fellow who doesn't want to be someone else or something else. He's a lover. These are the differences. Now, the reaction of the herd. Okay.
They all said, "O little jackal, what is the matter that thou hast in thy head manifold exaltation?"
Yeah, for the translation, please notice that. They didn't say, "What is the matter?" They asked, "What is the hull?" Do you remember? This is the story of Hall from the beginning. Rumi said, "This is the story of our Hall." Means what? Hall. It's you, young lady. What it means, Hall? Hall means feeling, ahwalat, and Hall means now. Because we are talking about now. Are we talking about the future? We laugh at all the thinking about the future, because future could be everything but the one you're thinking about. With your limitation and egocentrism and all that, nobody understands the future. Past? Who knows what the past is? Maybe we all were sleeping, hibernating for 200 years and we just woke up this morning. Who knows? Past is past. Is it worthy? For learning, yes. Future knows now. Why? Because this is Qiyamah. This is the moment of standing up and being accountable. That's why all the Muslims, they have to stand up and pray. And Rumi said, whenever they ask you, when is the Qiyamah, the judgment day? Of course it's now. They judge me 10,000 years from now? That's the funniest law ever. I do whatever I want. Well, 10,000 years from here, let them do whatever they do. It's now. This is what the life is. Because life is not tomorrow. Life is not yesterday. Somebody was alive yesterday. Somebody was alive 2,000 years ago. What's the difference? Both are dead, finished. Life is now. And my duty is now. About the thing that I do now. What I did yesterday? Go a little bit further. Go 50 years back. Then you will see silly me doing stupid stuff. So? Yes, I learned from that, hopefully. Now. Because love is about now. Lover will never plan for something. Now, this moment, because when you're in love, you live in your heartbeat and it's beating. That's why you will say this is the heart. Because there is no setting stuff, rigidity. Heart is like that. Here, they will ask him, what is hal? the hull that made is the secret of the happiness in you. Yes.
Because of exaltation, thou hast turned aside from us. Whence hast thou brought this arrogance? One of the jackals went to him and said, O so-and-so, hast thou acted deceitfully, or hast thou become one of those whose hearts rejoice? Thou hast acted deceitfully to the end that thou mayest jump onto the pulpit and by thy palaver give this folk regret. Thou hast striven much, thou hast not felt any ardour. Hence from deceit thou hast exhibited a piece of impudence.
Holy, what's going on? Suddenly the guy approached. The attitude was, to be fair, that I don't know if you're changed or you're that charlatan faking it. I know you're faking it. You faked it to earn something, huh? What's happening here? Are you that cheater? And the next verse, you will see that Rumi is talking, not that one, that shovel. That was just the beginning, that the other one came and said, hey, what's up? Why are you arrogant? Whenever you feel a little bit superior, arrogance comes with it. So the other one will observe it. You remember that? I told you that we are going to approach the best story we ever made. Remember? We are approaching that. Why is that the best story we ever made? You?
It's the oldest story.
Being old is making it the best? That's the story, sharp to the point, because that's the matter in you. The sickness of the humanity is that story. Is Moses and Pharaoh. Means what? Have you ever thought that these words, they have meanings? Tafarron comes from Pharaoh. Pharaohship means arrogance. Where is the arrogance? Here. And that the arrogant one is first, right? Where is Moses? Moses is a flash of light in the dream of this Pharaoh. That light comes out and brings the world of Hap. And thinks only about Hap. When? When he is mature. Before that, he kills a fellow and he lives the life of the Pharaoh. They play with together. Remember? Later, transformation comes, even without his agreement. Remember? He didn't want it. He was thinking about the simple life, but he became that. This is the story of our heart and mind. This one is first, because this is a little bit improvement of the other one, remember? This one that you are very proud of is a little bit different, that we don't understand how with dolphins. They have the same usage of this machine, and this is a machine. You know how it works? It counts, just like the computer. And whatever repeats is important. The exception? No. See? That's the problem for us. The exception? The exception is art. The exception is beauty. The exception is love. The exception is sacrifice. The exception is empathy. All of that. So, he doesn't get it. Here,